the prayers is significant. First of all, this prayer, as was declared by the president, it came after the president declared the national dialogue. As you remember, in December 14th, 2016, the president came to parliament and he addressed the nation. And he said he has declared a national dialogue, and our country needs dialogue because we are fighting each other. So we need to sit down and see why we are fighting one another. And that dialogue, the purpose of it is to reconcile us together as neighbors, as communities, and as citizens of one country. And for the this National Prayer Day, it is to reconcile us with God. So we have two things to do. The president feels that we need to reconcile ourselves with God, and then when we go to the dialogue, we'll be reconciling ourselves with our neighbors and with one another.
Do you really think, Honorable, that this country right now needs prayers? I mean, prayers can solve our problems at the moment.
What do you think the country needs?
Actions.
Other than prayer. Actions is being done. There are a lot of things being done. This prayer even itself is an action. And the call for the national dialogue is an action in the right direction. And so this country needs prayers. It needs people to rise up and to do something. Of course, many of our people have died for unnecessary reasons, and so we need to reconcile ourselves to us. So it will start with our hearts first.
Someone will be reasoning that South Sudanese have been praying all along. We've been praying to God. What makes this prayer so special?
Yes, we've been praying to God, and God has been answering us. And when God does not answer us is when we stop praying. And so, because the people of South Sudan believe in God, and they believe that prayers do answers, that's why tomorrow you'll see a very big turnover of people in that ground.
Yes, and where exactly would these prayers be taking place?
It will be at the John Garang Mausoleum. By the way,
that's the one in Juba.
Yes, it is a nationwide prayers. So the whole of South Sudan, all the governors have been given instructions by the president that tomorrow, which is the 10th of March, which is Friday, there will be no work. Everyone will go to their squares. If you are in Juba, you come to the Dr. John Garang Mausoleum. If you are in Bor, you go to the Freedom Square there. If you are in Wau, you go to the Freedom Square there. If you are in Torit, you go to the Freedom Square there. If you are in Yei, and if you are in Rumbek, wherever you may be. So it will be a public holiday declared by His Excellency the President.
If you just join us, you're listening to the program Raya Breakfast. So my guest this morning here in the studio is Honorable Anthony Lino Makana, who is the Speaker of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly. We're talking about the National Day of Prayer that is declared for tomorrow, Friday the 10th. And he's also the chairperson of the organizing committee. Yes, Honorable, as you're the Speaker of Parliament and you're here, we would really like to hear as well what are some of the key issues that are being discussed now in Parliament that our listeners or South Sudanese would like to know on what the Transitional Legislative Assembly is up to.
I will go back to your question. You asked, does prayer answer things? And I will say yes. You know very well, when the president declared the National Day of Prayer, a lot of things have been happening. You know, when the war started in 2013, so many things were locked up, so many donors pulled out, and so many bad things happened. But the time that the president declared the National Day for Prayer, immediately, even that very day, the sun changed. The weather became cool immediately, if you can realize. That is number one. Number two, donors like the German government, they have been holding humanitarian assistance for very long. Immediately, they came and contacted us. They said they want to release 40 million worth of donations. And the Moroccans also came with a mobile hospital and they gave us. And the Egyptians came with 70 tons of drugs, which their last plane landed a few days ago, which is enough to supply us for quite some time. And then some people came with grants. They came with $33 million, which they want the parliament to endorse. It is a grant. That is the activities that you are asking about in parliament for the electrification of Juba. And then, if you follow very well, 2 days ago, We passed the what they call Comprehensive Agriculture Master Plan, because the Japanese needs is they said they want to fund our agriculture. And this master plan is for 40 years. So this is where what prayers can do, my brother.
Yeah, but also, just this week, after the declaration of the prayers, there's still fighting going on in some parts of the country. There's killing taking place, like we just had in Eastern Equatoria. There's been an incident there as well. People are still dying of famine. I mean, these are things that are happening concurrently.
Yes, of course. There's a lot of suffering, and we are addressing that. And that this what has happened, this is the beginning. And this year is going to be a good year. By the way, we chose this day, the 10th of March, by chance. We did not plan that it should be on the 10th, but as we are planning, we chose the 10th. And this day, the 10th of March, 10 is figure 10, and then March is the third month, which is figure 3. And then 2000 is the year that Jesus came 2,000 years ago. And 17 also has its significance. So let me explain it to you. The 10th is a figure of completeness, in the Bible. And then March is this also a figure of completeness, because in the Bible it is said that they will destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will put it back. So God is telling us in three days, he will put our country back. I'm not saying 3 days literally, but this is a figure of perfection, and it coincides with this day of prayer. And the year 2000 is that is 2,000 years ago that our Lord came. And the figure 17, if you read in the book of Genesis, you will find that 17 is the figure of stability. The Ark of Noah, when it was floating after it rained for a long time, it settled on the 17th day of the 7th month. You read it there. So figure 17 is the figure of stability. So this year, 2017, is the year of stability for South Sudan. South Sudan is going to be stable this year. This is what I just want to let you know. And with these prayers, you see people have been fasting. I have over 120 people fasting for the past 1 week. People have been fasting, people have been praying, and changes are going to happen in our country. This is my belief.
Great. Now let's talk about the parliament, particularly on the parliament has been accused on many occasions. The parliament has been accused on many occasions about, you know, being a rubber stamp parliament. Some people call it like that. They're not really doing what the ordinary citizen want them to do right there. They're just endorsing things that, you know, not really that. I mean, the citizens are not happy literally about what the parliament is doing. Now, in this transitional legislative assembly, as the speaker, I would like you to talk directly to the voters, to the people that the parliament represent, on what the parliament will do for them this year.
For example, what are the things that we've not been doing as parliament? Can you quote an example?
Well, there's a lot of situation. We have the economic situation in the country that is extremely fragile. We have not heard from the parliament coming out and give really solution on what can be done. We've seen people being displaced in thousands and hundreds of thousands. The parliament did not condemn killing of innocent civilians. The army has been accused. The parliament has not come out to talk clearly on what they can do to protect the citizens. All these citizens want the parliament, as people they voted to represent them, at least to, you know, do something about all these, you know, situations.
Thank you so much. As you know, this is my 7th month as member of the Speaker of Parliament. And if you go to Parliament today, there are a lot of changes. I acknowledge that in the past they had some difficulties, and that is why there are these changes and I was brought in. But if you come now, there are a lot of changes. I acknowledge our shortcomings as parliament, and that is why we say we want to go to the Freedom Square and speak to the people publicly and say, sorry, me as a Speaker of Parliament, on behalf of my colleagues, we have done wrong. We've not been speaking on your behalf. That is the purpose of this prayer. It is nothing political. It is there. I'm just going there to tell the people that I'm your speaker, and with all your members of parliament, you had high expectations of us, and we did not perform according to expectations. And we are humbling ourselves before God and asking you to forgive us and asking God to give us courage and strength so that we can address the issues of this nation. But I would like also to say, on the other side, as media, when you criticize us, also you try to speak. When we do something good, we expect you also to say the good that we've done. For example, we've been talking about the fuel. Now there's no queue You've not asked how it came about, because we gave pressure. That is why there's no queue of fuel. The issue of water, it was a problem, but for a few days now, there's no issues of water. Because, as you remember, we call the city council and we call all the ministries concerned, and then that's why the issue of water has now subsidized. So in a small way, we are doing a lot with limited resources. And then we've also entered into partnership with a lot of organizations, which is helping us with capacity building. So another issue, we as parliamentarians, some of us don't know how to handle things, so we need our capacity to be done. And we are urging the international community to assist us in that regard. If they want the parliament to be vibrant, then it needs to be empowered.
Yes, just finally, back to the prayers. Tomorrow, the whole day is dedicated for prayers. As you did mention clearly, it's a public holiday. Now, what should people expect after the prayers?
It is going to be prayers and fasting. So we have 332 churches countrywide are represented. Our Muslim brothers are going to be represented in that prayer. It is not going to be prayers only, it is prayers and fasting. There are people who have been fasting, including myself. We've been fasting for the past few weeks, and we are going to end our fasting tomorrow at 6 p.m. So we expect all citizens to turn up at around 6 a.m. So that we start immediately from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. So that is what we expect. And then people who are fasting is not by force. So we expect by midnight tonight, that is the 9th, nobody eats anything. Nobody drinks water. Of course, fasting have categories. If you are sick, if you are pregnant, if you have diabetes, you have condition, don't fast. But you feel that it is a call from God for you to fast. So when we do that, God will start be doing miracles in our lives. God will do miracle in our land, as it is saying in 2 Corinthians 7:14. God will change things in our favor.
Yes, Honorable, just your final message out there as you end this interview. What could you like to tell our listeners? What would be your final remarks?
I would like to tell our listeners that many things have gone wrong in our country, and many more good things are going to happen. So I would like our patience. For example, some of the things that we received, when we were in the bush, our young men who are fighting will say, Shala Abui, Wediu Talaga. And you know very well in the Bible, the fourth commandment says, respect your father and your mother. And that one is a curse. And that is some of the things that we are going to confess. I will stand up as a speaker and say, you elected me and I've not performed up to your standards. Forgive me. Somebody from the Boda Boda, by the way, we have 500 Boda Boda people registered. They are coming there to the square. They said we'll be snatching women bags and other things. We want to confess our sins. So this program is very long. The Archbishop of the ECS is coming there. That is Daniel Dengbul. And the Archbishop of the Catholic Church, Paulino Lukudoloro, will be there. And all other clergies and spiritual leaders, they are all going to be there. It is a South Sudan-led event. So I want all of you to turn up. This is my last message to you. Turn up in big numbers. And if you are not able to come to the square, you pray where you are. Because there are South Sudanese praying outside the country. There are South Sudanese praying in South Sudan and in all the 10 states with their governors. Thank you so much.
Yes, this just came into my mind. I mean, there is praying, asking for forgiveness tomorrow. And then next tomorrow, we go back to do the same things that we've been doing over the years. What difference have we possibly made?
We call it repentance and forgiveness. Because we've been asking for forgiveness without repentance. Repentance means a U-turn. If you are going that direction of Gumbo, and then you find that that direction is not good, then you turn, you are back towards the direction of Juba. And that will be maybe the God's direction. So that is why we linked it together. It is repentance and prayer. That means after you are forgiven, you are not going to repeat what you used to do. And that is why there is a song, the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. There is a great change since I've been born again. So this is what is going to happen there. By the way, thank you so much.